And thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Yes, we have a charge on our credit card that neither my husband or I recognize, and it says that it was a charge for $91.89. There were two other charges that we did not recognize, and we called our bank to have them removed because they were not apparently what it is you order something on a trial basis, and I don't know what it is. They were trying to explain it to us, but we did not order this, nor did we receive a product.
All right. So can I have your name and address verified, please?
Well, his name is Richard A. Kidd. He's hard of hearing, and I am his wife.
Okay.
And he had given permission to have me take care of this transaction for him.
Sure.
Okay. And the address is 1818 Kessler, K-E-S-S, as in Sam, L-E-R, in Longview, Washington, 98632.
All right, thank you. It is showing here that there was a promotional offer taken for a subscription with the Keto Ascend product, which, as well as the Cleanse. And then there are there's a trial completion charge at $91.89 on the 20th of April.
No.
Does show a delivery to the address on the 9th of April. You're the only two in the household?
I beg your pardon? We're the only two in the household.
Okay. Have you spoken with the bank or the credit card about the charges?
Yes, we did.
All right. And what did they advise? Have you
To call you, which I did. I called the other company.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently what it is like a kind of a gimmick. You pay shipping handling, and then they get you for reordering or whatever if you don't call within a certain period of time.
Have you disputed the charges, ma'am?
Yes, we disputed the charges and on the other two. But I had called them, but I hadn't called you, so I didn't, you know, I wanted to find out what this is all about.
So have you disputed the $91.89 charge?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
Because he doesn't remember ever ordering this. I never ordered it. It's on his card. And there were three or four other things that we had not ordered, either one of us. And somehow somebody ordered something from is now sending us stuff that we are charging us for stuff we didn't order. Are you on a mail order? Do you give your number out to other
people? This is usually offered in an email, or you know, you may see it on Facebook or somewhere like that. That's how the orders are placed. What we do here in the fraud department is we take the IP address, which is the address to the device that created the order, and provide it to the local authorities in your area. They do an investigation. They can pinpoint the time, place, and location of the person who placed that order, and will provide you with that information to proceed with charges against the individual. So they basically do an investigation on your behalf. We do need your consent to move forward with that.
Yes. Is there anything that we have to do for this?
No, ma'am.
Richard, they're going to open an investigation and get to the bottom of this. Can you hear? Understand? Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I did go ahead and get that process. Let me get that process started. And we will give you a provisional credit while they do the investigation of the charges.
Okay, and
go
no
back
more,
to your account.
No more, no more charges to this account.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It'll send you out a refund email, and we do provide a cancellation number. If you haven't been provided that, I can give it to you.
Yes, please do. Okay, go ahead with the number, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
17.
17.
45.
405-06-06.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate this very much.
You're welcome.
That was, I'm going to repeat that. Wait, it's C174506.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.